Good evening. It's 7 p.m. on Monday night. That means it's game time for the Marriage Table with your host, Eric.
And Fran. It's a show that tackles the issues that rival the modern day marriage.
Together, we're going to take the field with a game plan that will give teen marriage the win. So let's get ready for the kickoff on the Marriage Table.
We are here again another Monday evening. We are live from the Living Word Evangelistic Missionary Church, the Marriage Playbook. I am so excited. It is such a beautiful, beautiful day outside here in Philadelphia. And we're going to get this show started. Coach Eric, how are you today?
All right, man. I am hyped about this show. I'm excited about this information, man. This is Game 11, Season 5 of the Marriage Playbook. Okay, and our topic tonight is one simple word with a question mark, when. And our subtopic is how not to be engaging. You know how you make the announcement to get engaged, then year one goes by, year two, year three, year four, year 10. And then the question that's on everyone's mind, but they're afraid to ask because they don't want to embarrass you, is when. When are you guys going to get married? So this is the Marriage Playbook Season 5, Game 11, When. This is Real Christian Radio, Blog Talk Radio. We're going to come right back with our comments. Callers, please call 646-668-8485. Press 1 if you want to comment on the show. You can find us on www.blogtalkradio.com/PJC Media. We're going to come back after this commercial. We're going to get right back into this thing.
Come out. Looks like referee is calling a commercial timeout. So we'll be right back with the Marriage Playbook.
This is Dr. Joanne Dixon, pastor of the Living Word Evangelistic Missionary Church at 2234 North Front Street here in Philadelphia. Join us Sundays at 10 a.m. for Sunday school and at 11 a.m. for morning worship. Prayer and Bible study on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. You can follow us on Facebook or dial 267-314-5220. We are a loving church and a learning church, which make us a growing church. God bless you.
The Harrison Wedding Consultants have been servicing the Delaware Valley for over 20 years with the finest chefs, great venues, and pastries. The Harrison Wedding Consultants are prepared to service your every event. Contact us at 267-884-9472 or follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. The Harrison Wedding Consultants, quality you can trust.
It shouldn't be as hard to find a graphic designer with great customer skills, over 20 years of experience at an affordable price. Accent On Design by Luz offers you personable service with great attention to detail. Find me on Facebook at Accent On Design by Luz. Email aodbyluz@gmail.com or call 267-753-5936. If you can imagine it, I can help you create it.
And we're back. Thank you for staying in the game with us. So let's continue on with today's topic.
All right. Thank you for being with us. Another Monday night, our topic, how not to be engaging. The question is when. And we're going to start segment one off by talking about this. The key components of being engaged. The key component of being engaged. We're going to break it down into three parts. All right, the first part of the engagement is what? The announcement. Okay, you got to make the announcement. Even the most successful companies, at some point, they go public. Okay, so you got to go public with this announcement. This is not a private affair. When you're going to tell the whole world that you're getting married, you got to say it to the whole world. Everybody you know need to know this. This is not a private thing that you do in private. We engage, but don't tell nobody. Because that may not be a real engagement. Most engagements come with a party, a big celebration. Why? Because there's an intent for someone to be married. Someone is betrothed to somebody else. It's a big deal. It's life-changing stuff. All right.
And also, you know, when you talk about the engagement or letting people know, it's important. And even before you let people know that you're going to get married or you're going to get engaged, we're talking about that first, is that you do want your family and your friends and loved ones to be involved, even if it's just something small, even if it's just the parents, you know. But I've been seeing lately that you'll see someone and they've been together for a while, or that you see that they're going together, and time is going by, and they'll tell you, oh, I'm engaged, but don't tell no one else, you know. Tell this person, oh, I'm engaged, like if someone asks. Or when they come to a family function, they'll just announce and say, oh, this is my fiance. So everyone is shocked and surprised because no one knew that you had this fiance. No one ever met them. Oh, we're going to get into about the fiance thing because
oh, yeah.
We did some study on something, and it really blew our minds, and I know it's going to bless you tonight. But, again, it seemed like it becomes to be a secretive thing because either the party who's saying that they're engaged or the one who wants to be engaged, they're really embarrassed or maybe ashamed to really openly say it because you guys haven't even established what you have as of yet.
Mm. Hey, it's good to know what you're into when you're into it.
That's right.
Why be into something you don't even know what you're into, but you're in it? All right. Listen, don't get stuck in the mud in a relationship, all right? Now, the second key component of engagement, and this might seem like it's a little frivolous and materialistic, but it's the ring, okay? Now, the wedding ring is not just a piece of jewelry. We're talking about the engagement ring, all right? It should be some type of investment. Now, listen, you might not have the money to go buy a diamond for your fiancé, all right? But put something on the woman's finger. Find a fake diamond ring, but put something on her finger to indicate that a promise is being made here, because this is important. The ring is not just jewelry. It's an indication of promise. This is a real commitment because you're investing some of your salary towards this woman, okay? And you're claiming her and saying, listen, this woman's betrothed to me, okay? So now there is the first component is the announcement. It has to be announced publicly. The second thing is the ring, an outward show that a promise is being made. Okay, this thing is a reminder to the woman that, listen, I'm getting ready to get married, which brings me to the last and final point of engagement, and it's the date. A date must be set. Nothing takes place. No event in the world takes place without a date being set.
That's right.
Any concert that you have, a date got to be set before the concert is even put together.
And it could be 2-3 years.
You know, it could be in advance, but it has to be set.
That's right. I love that, and what I love is when we, as having a consultant coordinating a wedding business, we deal with people who may be getting married, and the event is not until next year, but at least they're planning it, you know. And sometimes if you want a wedding a specific way or a particular way, listen, you got to save, and then you got to set time to be able to do the things you want to do so it can be a beautiful wedding, you know. But, again, I love what Coach Eric said. I want to go back to it's not a materialistic thing because I'm going to be honest. When me and Coach Eric first got married, I didn't have the ring that I would have desired. All women would love to have the big, nice ring and all of that. You trust me, we would love to have that, you know. But I also, you know, as a woman of God and as a child of God and as somebody that I knew that had loved me, you really have to know how to not put the pressures on the man because he already have a pressures on him with being the head, you know. So you really have to love each other enough to know where you both are financially. If you have it, fine. If you don't have it, then there's ways you're going to have it. But don't let that be the stumbling block for you not loving the person, you know. And if that's the case, then maybe that's not the person you should be with. Maybe you want to be with somebody that makes a certain amount of money or a certain amount of, you know, you got to be honest with that, you know, because once you get married, you can't run them down in a hole and talk about how he ain't doing this, how he ain't doing that. Well, you knew what his financial situation was before this even came. So it's a lot to consider that we do not consider because we get caught up in the dating process and the oohs and the ahs and all of that, you know? So it's important. It's really, really important.
All right, so we got the announcement, the promise, and the date. Now, listen, when y'all have that engagement party, the next time the family comes together for any kind of engagement, listen, y'all should have a date set because the question is going to come out of somebody's mouth. They're going to say, did y'all set a date?
And you can't get mad.
You know, and listen, that's a valid question. Did you set a date? Because you're going to do this thing, right? You announced it. That means you should do it.
That's right.
This is about being honorable now, and you got to make a plan if you're going to do this thing. Because if you don't make a plan, you're already planning to fail. I'll say, so the question is, did you set a date? And listen, when you do set a date, it shouldn't go on for years and years and years and years, and then it's 10 years later, and y'all behaving as if you guys was married, okay, but you never actually got married, okay? What is this thing when men say, this is my wifey? What is that? That's an insult. Is it your wife? What is a wifey? What is that? Okay, that's your woman? Okay, let's be honest with this. Okay, make the woman honorable. Make that man honorable. Okay, because marriage is what? It's honorable.
Yes, that's right. I love what Coach Eric, I love it because, you know, and these are things that we have gotten away from, and we think that it's okay or that it's the cool thing or that it's hip. You know, to me, I find it degrading, you know, as a woman when someone say you a wifey, but then you didn't even talk about marriage.
Right.
You know, you ain't even planning on marriage, and then you use that word. You only say that in front of everybody, but you never even talk to me about marriage at all.
Mm.
You know, and so.
You're not talking about me, right?
No, I'm not talking about him.
Example,
I'm already
right?
married.
Okay.
We're using an example
okay.
because
Just
I see it all the time.
Right, right, right.
And, you know, we as women, and I just want to be real, and a lot of times because we have not been taught or trained, we think that's flattering. You know,
right.
we think that's cute, so we giggle at it and we laugh at it. Yeah, I'm his wifey, you know, and so now y'all paying bills together, food together, you know, taking the children out, you know, like you're a family, and you don't understand that really it's lowering your standards because guess what? That man can walk out anytime. That man can actually walk out and get married to someone else, and
oh,
we've
yeah.
seen
and it
that.
Happens. Yeah.
We've seen that so many times, how the man been with this person for 5 years and turned around and married somebody he only knew for 3 months.
That's right.
You know, and so then the person was with him for 5 years is jilted and feels some type of way because how did you turn around and marry somebody you just met in 3 months?
Mm.
That don't make sense, you know. And what we're trying to say tonight as a precaution, please don't put yourself in a situation that you're going to end up being hurt because you know what happens? We become bitter, and then what we do is we blame every man, every woman for the situation and the issue and all of that, and then we're bitter, and then we mistreat everybody we run into. In fact, let me tell you how bad it be. We even be jealous of other people's marriages,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
because we feel like it should have been us or that could have been me and why they fronting their marriage all in people's face, you know, and you just, but it's bitterness, it's anxiety, all kinds of things happen, and then you, the person that God does have for you, guess what? Not only that person may be standing right there in front of you, that person saying, well, I don't think I want to get involved with that, you know? So listen, be honest and be sincere and deal with the issue, confront stuff. I think a lot of stuff don't happen because we don't confront the issue.
Mm-hmm. What Coach Francis is saying is that you need to respect yourself enough not to settle on what you think you can get rather than to get what every respectable woman deserves, and that's a man's honor. You know, what brings me to this point, to be or not to be, that's the question, all right? To be or not to be, that's the question. Are you the wife to be, are you the husband to be, or not to be? Because that's the question. Are you going to do the thing, or you're not going to do the thing?
That's right.
You know, because listen, if you allow someone to make, now, this is going to sound kind of harsh, you know, but I got to be honest, you know, because this is the marriage playbook. This is adult radio, okay, all right? Kids can watch this, too, because we're talking about the kingdom of God now. Listen to this, and this is true. If you want to let somebody allow you to make yourself a whore or dishonor you in some kind of way, you and your family, you obviously don't respect yourself enough. And what I found out is today, families, they used to kick butt back in the day. You know, if a man slept with a sister or somebody in the family, the whole family would come down that guy, and there would be a shotgun wedding. You know what a shotgun wedding is? Because people don't talk about that today. You have sex with my daughter, you getting married, son. Welcome to the family. All right, you impregnate her? Oh, yeah, you getting married, son. Welcome to the family. I'm going to tell you one thing. Family's not as tough as they used to be. You couldn't get away with that back in the day. You mess with some woman and you wasn't married to that person, guess what? You're getting married today, my friend. You know? And guess what? These times need to come back because men got to take responsibility and women got to take responsibility for their actions. That's why the family dynamic is so confused now. You don't see families like it should be. You see all these women with babies, or, you know, you see some men with the children. Okay, but it's not a dynamic. It's not a family. It's not a unit. Okay, then you have these families, but nobody is in a real committed relationship because there's no papers, there's no marriage, there's no exchange of vows. It was not brought before God. It has come from a life of fornication and producing kids out of wedlock.
Right, that's right. And listen, we all know, and God knows, we're not discriminating or coming down on anyone. You know, again, what we're saying is, when are we, of those who do know and do have the information and do have the knowledge, when are we going to take back our communities? You know, teach our young men how to be young men. Teach our young women how to be young women and how to respect themselves and teach them how to wait. And, in fact, teach them even our mistakes, the things we have done, and why we can sit here now and talk about these things, because we've been there. So we're not coming down on you. We're just giving you information, and we're showing you, you know, it's like a mirror being put up right before you. If you were in denial and you didn't want to face it, today is the day to start facing
it.
You know, because if you don't face it, you're going to look up. It's going to be years later, and you'll be jilted, and you'll be saying, well, why am I not the one that got married? And I'm telling you from experience, I was with a man for 13 years in a relationship. And let me tell you how deep it was. Every time I caught him doing something or cheating, whatever it was, that I didn't like and it almost made us break up, he would always talk about, well, you know, we going to get married. He never asked me to marry him, but he always brought up how we're going to get married. And sometimes we get so flattered by the jewelry, or we'll get so flattered by them buying us stuff or giving us money and smoothing stuff over. And then here we never made them accountable, and all those years went by, and it really should have never happened. So I'm talking from experience, and I know what I'm talking about. And that was when I wasn't saved, but now that I'm saved, I realize that was a mistake. That was 13 years of my life that I will never get back, you know. I thank God for what he has done now and the husband he has given me, so I'm glad I didn't marry that person. But I'm telling you from example how I was with that person was never my husband, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And never intended to be.
Now listen to this. An engagement or intent for engagement with no eventual wedding and marriage is a lie.
Yeah.
It's a lie. If I say I'm engaged and we never really get married, you just lied to me.
Right. That's right.
Okay, all you're doing is being engaging. Okay, and what you're engaging in is fornication and dishonorable behavior.
That's right.
And listen to this. The world don't call things the way it is anymore. Everything's so cool and everything's so accepted, they don't call our stuff the way it is. Because if you call someone a whore or refer to them as such, immediately people get offended and they feel disrespected because, hey, you called me a whore. And the real offense is the whorish behavior that you're committing. That's the real offense. The real offense is that you're behaving like a whore or you being a whoremonger. You're in a relationship with a person and all y'all doing is having sex. Okay, out of wedlock, so it's fornication. You're doing something that's dishonorable to yourself and to your family and to your own body. But guess what? You want to be called a lady. You see how things is crazy? Or you want to be called a real man or a gentleman? When actually you're a dishonorable person, okay, and you perform it dishonorably, and you know you're devaluing yourself. You feel devalued, but you don't say it. You know why you feel devalued? Because you make demands on a person, and you're not in a committed relationship. You're not in a position to make demands because you're not committed. Where there's no commitment, you can't make a demand. You can't ask a person to do this and do that for you. That's not your husband. That's not your wife. He don't owe you that. The only agreement y'all had was to have sex and maybe a few dollars, okay? So that relegates you down to a prostitute. It devalues you. And what I'm saying, I'm not trying to beat up you if you're in that situation. I'm trying to tell you, sister, I'm trying to tell you, brother, not to devalue yourself. You better than that.
All right, so look, we get ready to go to a commercial. We will be back. I'm telling you, this is just some juicy stuff. And, again, this is just information always from the Marriage Playbook. This is, listen, Real Christian Radio. And we as Christians definitely should not be walking or living in this way. So, you know, again, we understand, you know, if someone just gets saved, a lot of information and things like that may be new. I pray that you're in a really good church home where they're teaching. Don't forget, I told you, our Bishop is doing teachings on relationships and marriages and engagements. I mean, the teachings is phenomenal, and they are free. So, look, we'll be back with the Marriage Playbook, Season 5.
Come out. Looks like referee is calling a commercial timeout. So we'll be right back with the Marriage Playbook.
Greetings, everyone. This is Erica Burnett, CEO and creative designer of A Single Suggestion, a business that specializes in handcrafted stationery. Visit our website at www.asinglesuggestion.com to see what we have to offer. Our email address is info@asinglesuggestion.com. Please follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Pay us a visit to compliment your success at the hand of creative design.
Question: if you write a book, everybody will rush out to buy it. Obvious answer: no. If you were a celebrity or if you had a huge marketing budget, then maybe you can get a lot of exposure for your book. Another solution would be to check out JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com is a promotion and marketing service with access to over 1/3 of a million followers on Twitter. JoeyTweets.com has 3 packages available to fit any budget. That's JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com. Get some serious exposure for your books.
Are you a reader looking for more compelling Christian fiction? Maybe something a little more edgy or a bit more real? Are you tired of most Christian fiction shying away from the truth and settling for a rose-tinted view of the world and its issues? Or are you an author who has a compelling story to tell, but you're afraid it doesn't jive with today's brand of Christian or secular fiction? Are you tired of Christian publishers telling you that your content is too edgy? Or maybe you've tried submitting your content under the radar to secular publishers, only to be told your themes are a bit too religious? We invite you to take a look at the Crossover Alliance. We are an online publishing company that specializes in edgy Christian speculative fiction. Speculative fiction with Christian themes and real-world content. Our company is formed from authors and readers just like you who are breaking into the mainstream and Christian markets with this compelling genre. Head over to the www.thecrossoveralliance.com for all the details on who we are, what we do, and what we accept. Right now, if you sign up for our email newsletter, you'll receive a free digital copy of our first short story anthology. Check us out today and help us spread the word about the Crossover Alliance, where light shines brighter in the darkness.
And we're back. Thank you for staying in the game with us. So let's continue on with today's topic. Okay, so one of the things that came to mind while we were on our break was I just want to encourage you guys to do not be afraid of confronting your situation.
Please.
Don't be afraid, because one of the things is we're afraid that we're going to lose that individual. Some people already know if you confront it, that's why you haven't, is because you already know that person is going to leave. But that is not a really good place to be in. So don't be afraid to confront it. Find out what's going on. Find out what are we doing. Find out why are we doing this. And when is the intentions of us to be in another place other than now. And I looked up the word when, and when is at what time. This is in the Webster Dictionary. When means at what time. Then the next definition was at or during the time that after which and just then, implying suddenness. Suddenness. Now, We are no way, shape, or form telling you to do anything sudden, because that's one of the things that the marriage playbook that we tell you, in fact, don't do anything sudden. Suddenly, don't go and make a decision, even from what you're hearing now. We're saying the issue should be confronted. You should be trying to figure out where you're going, what's going on. With you being in this long relationship, or if you're in this long engagement, you need to, you know, need to find out what's going on. But don't ever do anything very sudden. We always tell people that you really should be in prayer, seeking God and talking to the Lord. Mainly, you should be in counseling.
Mm.
You know, talking to your pastor or talking to someone you know that's godly, getting godly instruction. And listen to this. Not only we should be getting this instruction, we have to be obedient and obey what our leaders or whoever's instructing you is telling you what to do. Sometimes we get in this counseling and we go to the pastor, we go to spiritual advisors, we go to people that we say we trust, we love, and they give the information of what we do. We totally ignore everything they say and go do the total opposite. I remember someone coming to us, and not that we were counseling them, but they had already knew what was going on. You are, listen, they're answering the questions while they're talking to you, so I already know you know what to do. You know, someone just hit me up recently and said they believe that this person is somebody that the Lord sent for them, but I know the Lord is telling me to wait. So what you think I should do? Do you think I should go further with this? I'm like, whoa. I'm like, this person already answered their own question. You know, and when you have people who already made up their mind to what they're going to do, there is no stopping them. You know, it's nothing you can say. The only thing we can do is pray for the individual that they don't make a mistake that they're going to regret, because it can be damaging to everybody around you. Remember, the two people, yes, we're getting married, and the covenant is between me and that person and God, but guess what? You done got all your loved ones, especially if you have children, everybody's involved, and now you're getting a divorce in 6 months. When all of what brought you to the divorce was already there, and that could have been resolved, or it could have been resolved and it didn't have to be a wedding.
All right, I can't get away from this word engagement and being engaged, okay? Because I need to warn people, if you're in this type of relationship, if you're in a non-committed relationship and there's intimacy as if you was married, and the person is saying, listen, we're engaged, you got to watch them when they use that word, because we're going to define what that means. Okay, now when they say that you're engaged and you never get married, what it is doing something wrong and trying to dress it up with honorable intent.
Exactly.
Okay, you're dressing what you're doing up with honorable intent by saying, listen, we live together and we having sex, but listen, we engaged. So you're dressing up your dishonor with honorable intent.
And you're still being dishonorable.
And you can't. You're messing. The wedding bed doesn't take place until after you get married. Okay, you in the wedding bed now, so-called wedding bed, and saying that you engaged. So let's define this word, what it means. I want to define this word, fiancé, this French word, fiancé.
Oh, this is good.
Okay, because I found out in the French language, they put gender to it. It's that the pronunciation is exactly identical, but the spelling is different. Fiancé with two E's is the woman. That's the feminine side. Fiancé with one E, that's the masculine part of the word. But it means to be, you know, someone that is engaged to be married, a man or woman that is engaged to be married, or betrothed to a man. Now, let's look at this word betrothed, because I thought this was deep. Betrothed is broken down into three. It's by, thoroughly, and sealed. That's where they get the word betrothed from. This word sealed is an old English word that means truth. It means pledge. It means a solemn promise, an undertaking, a vow. Listen to this. A word of honor. Remember, marriage is honorable. So to be betrothed is of honor, a word of honor, a commitment, assurance, an oath. You hear all these words? Now, when somebody is promised to get married to you and they haven't completed that promise, haven't kept that promise, they're not being truthful. They have not keeping their pledge. It's not a solemn promise. They haven't taken it on as an undertaking. They haven't made any vows. There's no word of honor. There's no commitment. There's no assurance. There's no oath. And it goes on and on and on. Betrothed. Here's the big word, guarantee. You see, It takes an honorable person to make a guarantee. That means I stand behind the promise that I made.
Right.
I'm going to marry you in 6 months. I stand behind that promise. It is a guarantee. If the Lord allow me to live in 6 months, we will be married. That's why it's important to set the date. We focus on the word of honor here. Enter in by honorable people. That's marriage is honorable and should be entered into by honorable people. Honorable people should get married. That's what they should do. Most honorable people, they get married. So I implore you, if you're not ready to get married, don't play with people.
Right.
Don't play with people.
Right.
If you don't want to marry that woman, don't play with that woman. You don't want to marry that man, don't play with people's lives. This is grown folk stuff. It's to be or not to be. If it's not to be, leave me alone and go about your business. Let somebody else do that job if you don't want it. If you find that your potential mate is waffling, being reluctant, do yourself a favor. Stop wasting your time because God has someone out here that will be honored to marry someone like you. That is when you learn to value yourself. Because this is what we're talking about, brother. This is what we're talking about, sister. We're talking about valuing yourself. Because we degrade ourselves all the time, and then we settle. Because we think God is not going to bless. We don't trust God enough to see if he's going to bless us with somebody. So then we settle. We settle for less. Okay? And we don't feel good about the fact that we settle for less.
Right.
We just compromise with ourselves. We did ourselves dirty. And then when we get hurt over and over again, we feel upset with the person, but the person didn't make any promises, and the promises that the person made, they didn't keep. And when you saw they wasn't promise keepers, you should have got away from them from the jump street because they don't have the ability to keep a promise. They are not honorable people. And guess what? You join in their dishonor when you compromise. This is why you're supposed to keep your integrity and put some respect on yourself. Have some value for who you are. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, you're not anyone's doormat. No one should be treating you that way.
Okay, so listen, I hope you guys are hearing this tonight because it's going on a lot, you know. And for us as mothers, mothers in the gospel, first ladies, I mean, all of us who have experience, have that knowledge, when you see people, man, going in that direction, we have an obligation to pull our young daughters and sisters and women to the side and to talk and minister to them. You know, I remember one time talking to a first lady, and I don't know why the Lord just kept saying to me that it's our responsibility and that when things are passed down through tradition, the Bible tells us that the older women should be teaching the younger women how to love their husband, you know. And it's like we got away from training our daughters and training them how to be who they need to be. And quite naturally, yes, they don't listen. Yes, they hard-headed. Yes, they want to do their own thing, but so did we. You know, so did we. We had people who took time out to try to tell us and stop us from making those mistakes. That didn't stop them from still loving us, and it didn't stop them from always correcting us and checking us and being there for us. And we need to do the same thing now, you know. And it seemed like we turned our back because mainly the main thing is we don't want to put the time in. Because right now, we got to put some time in. We got to put some serious time in. We got to go in our pocket and take that young lady out and buy her some clothes. We got to take that young woman out, sit down at a dinner, a nice restaurant, and talk and minister. We got some things we need to do where we can grab these young women back, and the cycle don't have to keep going on and on and on. But we have to make a conscious decision to want to do what God has called us to do in the last days concerning this generation. So it doesn't. They can have successful marriages. They can have children, and the ones who haven't had sex or thinking about it and listen, they don't have to have sex before marriage. Just because we've done something don't mean it has to be done that way. You don't have to get knocked down, drugged down all through the mud, to, you know, and then look up and then the Lord done bless you. It don't have to be like that. And I just think we have a lot on our hands to deal with, but God has equipped us to do it. And so we can't be lazy. We can't be lazy-minded. We can't be selfish. You know, these young women and these young men need us. You know, so men of God, you have to step up and put in that extra time. Those who are married men and our marriages are example to the kingdom of God, we have to start getting with these people who are looking to get married or wanting to be engaged. I mean, come on, we got to start doing what we need to do because this is the kingdom. Marriage is the kingdom. Marriage is part of what the, as a matter of fact, that's what the kingdom looks like, you know. And so if we have these things, we need to be passing them on. We can't just turn our head any longer and just say, oh, well, that's that generation. So, no. And so I was talking to a woman, and as I was talking to her, I asked her a question. I said, you know, I have always been curious, where are all the mothers in Zion? I know they may have went on, but what they have taught us, we did not pass down. And you know what she told me? And this was the first lady. She said, yeah, well, I got mine. I had all the good mothers teach me. And she just went on and on and on, and I ended up saying to her, and I said, so can I ask you a question and not seeming to be disrespectful because I'm just really want to talk because I was always curious to know how come. And I said, so do you believe at this point in your life now that maybe God is calling you to maybe to pour out in young women's lives now? She was like, oh, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. You know, and I was like, wow. You know, so we can't have that mentality because you got it. You just got it. No, you got it because God allowed you to have it to pass it on to someone else.
Yeah, this is real Christian radio, man. Listen, you know, this is important stuff. We're talking like this. We got to pass this kind of information on. Hey, listen, you know, I speak to these pastors out here, our bishops out here, these men of God, these women of God. When you counsel these young people in the house of God about marriage, I want you to rear back in your chair and pull your glasses off. You know, and get some real questions going with these people because it's a serious matter.
Yeah.
You know, marriage is suffering even in the body of Christ, man. So if we're going to do the thing, we need to be very candid about some questions that need to be asked. And you be really open about that stuff and get right down into it. Then separate that couple and talk to that man alone, talk to that woman alone, and find out what's going on. Get down to the bottom of it, you know, because this is serious business. You know, what good is putting two people together if they don't stay together, you know? Which brings us to this last segment, and I want to get into this. I just had this conversation with a man of God, you know, and I said to him that real love don't take so long. Real love, it don't take so long.
You can't rush it. But
you know, but when you find it, when it's real, it don't take a long time, you know, because when you know, and you have some hope, some help from the Holy Ghost, let you know that that's your wife, that's your husband. You know, and your wife sees that you're the man of God for her, it's on. She's already planning her wedding. She's always making all the plans. She's already projecting. And it shouldn't take so long. It's already on. When you find the person that you want to spend the rest of your life with, you want the rest of your life to start now. Now, usually you hear me say on the show, on the episode, that, hey, listen, where's the fire? Don't rush into anything. But when it's real, when you know it's God, it shouldn't take that long because real love don't take that long. You should be married within 6 months to a year. Now, I know that big weddings take time and planning and money. My response to this is see the Harrison Wedding Consultants with your matrimonial needs. So you may need a year to plan it. We get that. We get that. But while you're doing all this planning for this extravagant reception, do Coach Eric and Coach Fran a favor, plan to love each other. Okay, don't focus so much on the celebration, on the ceremony. Okay, focus on the relationship. And make sure that y'all meeting at the cross, both of your guys' direction and arrow is pointing toward Christ. And Christ will bring you together just like a beautiful triangle. The foundation has to be God. Listen, this is grown folk stuff now. If you want to play around and play house, we ain't talking to you. Only serious applicants apply here now. You know, love can't wait 10, 15 years and be engaged and then never get married. You know, don't let nobody do that. Don't do that to yourself. Let me tell you something about this premarital sex and all this living together stuff. You know, a man of God once told me that people that get the milk don't usually buy the cow.
Yeah.
And We got a lot of dairy farmers out here. That's why we got less marriage ceremonies. A lot of milk being given away out here. A lot of cows walk around with no owners, but they're giving up plenty of milk.
Yeah.
To more than just one person, too.
Yeah, it's real.
Let's talk about premarital sex for a minute. Premarital sex more than likely will cancel out postmarital sex and postmarital possibilities altogether.
Yeah.
You can't sex your way into a relationship, into a marriage,
okay,
thinking that if you sleep with him or you sleep with her, they'll marry you. More than likely, it usually has the opposite effect.
It has the opposite effect.
Now, I'm going to speak from a man's perspective because I'm a man. A man looking for a wife usually won't waste his time with the whore. I gotta put it out there. If he's looking for a wife, he's not going to waste his time with a whore. Listen, it's in my contract as your brother to speak the truth in love to you. That's not what a man is looking for when he's looking for a wife. He's not looking for some fast young lady. He's not looking for that. He's looking for a wife because he don't want to marry no fast lady. He don't want that. He don't want that. He don't want the lady with the high heel shoes and church and the high skirt and the shiny legs and the breasts all pushed up. He don't want that because you're already showing his stuff and ain't even his yet. So he don't want that. All right? So a real man of God is looking for a wife, is not looking for the whore or the fast woman. He ain't looking for that. All right? When a man gets married and he leaves his home, he wants his wife to be the same way she was when he left. The bear don't want no one else in his honey but him. Can't be a woman that he can't trust.
Right. Right.
That's why you have a lot of women, they upset when they see the man getting married to somebody. It used to be your boyfriend. Yeah, but you was having sex with him, right? So he had plenty of sex with him. Then he married somebody else. Know why? He was looking for somebody honorable.
And you know what's crazy about that? What happens is we look at that other person. It's like, and look at that person. They look all plain. They don't even look like nothing. And they don't even look like, you know. But we always looking at the outside appearance of the person. But when a man look at a woman, you know, it is your outside appearance that's making him make that decision, you know. So if you got your boobs pushed up and like Coach Eric said, your legs all greased with your high heels and your toes all painted up and your nails and your hair tossed, there's nothing wrong with any of that, but there's something wrong with it when your intention is to get a man.
Mm.
And men see that, but then they see sex. They don't see a wife,
mm-hmm,
you know, and that's just being honest. And I talk to Coach Eric all the time, and I think I shared this testimony before. I said, Coach Eric, out of all the women in our church, because pretty much I think we only had at that time where we were fellowshipping maybe a couple marriages, you know, but out of all the women in the church, you know, why did you marry me? Why did you even pay attention to me? What was it that? And one of the things Coach Eric said, he said, for one, I watched how you dressed. I watched how you carried yourself. I watched how you were worshiping God, and I was watching to see if your worship was for real. Because you got a lot of phony people worshiping and shouting and crying and all that, but then they get up and live a total different life than what, you know, what they portrayed in the house of God, you know. So I had a couple times to be able to, Coach Eric ran across me and saw me in the street and things like that. But then also he said it was mainly the way you kept yourself, you know. And so women, you know, we get hurt and we feel some type of way, but I'm telling you now, a man is not looking for a woman with her breast pushed up and everything all showing, because he only wants that to be for him.
That's right.
He don't want nobody else looking at that. So if he getting with you and things like that, let me tell you something. You know, 9 times out of 10, that's all he wants. And then we look at the other person like, oh, she don't look like nothing. She don't look better than you. And then we go through all that. But guess what? She ain't worrying about that because she was the one that he chose and he married her, you know. So it's a sad thing. It can become really, really ugly, you know. And I'm telling you, I'm seeing a war go on right now, you know. And this young man got the young woman pregnant and all of that, but then he ended up marrying somebody else, you know. Now, am I saying that's right? No, I am not. But what I am saying is, these things need to be dealt with before you start giving up the cookie. Matter of fact, we shouldn't get a cookie up until we, you know, say I do. But this is what happened. We put ourselves in these positions, and then our young women are messed up. You know, then they're messed up. our young men are messed up. And then there's nothing we can say to them after these things then happen. So we really need to grip them. You know, we need to grip them up.
You know, when I go to the supermarket to get a box of cookies, I like my cookies wrapped in plastic and in a box. You know, I'm not buying a cookie that got a bite in it and crumbs and it's on the floor. I don't want that cookie. That's not, I don't want a used cookie. I don't want that. I want my cookies fresh. When we, you know, when you pop the pack, you hear the air. I want that fresh cookie. Okay? I don't want a stale, chewed up cookie. That's not my cookie. I don't want that. Okay? So, again, you know, a man is looking for a woman that he can trust.
And a woman is too.
And a woman is looking for a man that he can trust.
That she can trust.
Listen, she can trust it. Listen, you know, as a man, as your brother, what I try to do is give you what every sensible man is thinking. What every sensible man, this is what he's thinking. He's thinking that any easy woman may be easy with everybody and not exactly wife material. You know what I'm saying? And why would a woman marry a man with the character of a stray dog when you let him in the house and he got fleas and other bugs that bite? You understand? So listen, we're talking about character here. Remember how we all talk about the episodes about when you're dating, don't get so distracted by a person's looks and all that. Now, it's all right to find a handsome man and a beautiful woman. There's nothing wrong with that. God made you that way. That's your preference. That's fine. But find out the intent of an individual's character, okay, because that's what's important.
Yes, it is. And let me tell you something. I was just reading something here in the book here. Matter of fact, we're going to do that right after we come back from a commercial break, and then I want to read this particular scripture. Okay, so we'll be right back with the Marriage Playbook with Coaches Eric and Fran, Season 5, Game 11, Win, How Not to Be Engaging. We'll be right back.
Come out. Looks like referee is calling a commercial timeout. So we'll be right back with the Marriage Playbook.
Magnify his name with Elder Charnell P. Blaine and Divine Purpose. For all ministry engagements, contact us at area code 267-240-0709 or email us at dpministry01@aol.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we're never too tired to give God an unconditional praise. Magnify his name.
South is a user experience design and development shop located in Philadelphia. We have over 12 years of experience in the visual communication field with a long list of satisfied customers. We provide innovative solutions for existing and emerging platforms. Got a plan? Let our team of talented professionals help bring it to life. You can reach us at 215-701-3934. You can visit our website, www.57south.com. We look forward to kickstarting your next project. Thank you. Have a great day.
Is your food bland and you want to spice it up? Does it taste like something is missing? What's missing is my seasoning, Butch's Bodacious Seasoning. All-purpose seasoning, good on absolutely everything but ice cream. I'm Linda Porter, President and CEO of Butch's Bodacious Seasoning. To get the spice back in your life, call me at 313-393-2738. You won't regret it. Thank you.
And we're back. Thank you for staying in the game with us. So let's continue on with today's topic. Okay, so before I left, I was going to read this. Just one scripture, and it's so many other ones. Of course, I love the book of Proverbs, and I will tell everyone, recommend everyone, in your spiritual growth and development, I'm telling you, you need to go through the book of Proverbs. words of wisdom and knowledge and instructions. And so I want to read Proverbs 25 and 28. And Coach Eric was talking about something, and I just wanted to hit this right quick. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. And I thought about the word boundaries. You know, when we have the word of God, which is the playbook, we have the word of God that tells us what we should and shouldn't do, all the rules. I mean, we have the stories of the prophets. We have the stories of those, I mean, the testimonies of everyone in this Bible, things they did and what the consequences was. You know, you have, see how they were obedient, how God blessed. But let me tell you something. We have to keep God's word as the wall, as the boundaries of our situations. We cannot, you know, go against God's word and what he is saying and expect our lives to be blessed. Listen, this is the Marriage Playbook, and we want you to be blessed. We want your lives to be blessed. We want your individual life to be blessed first, so then when God bring you together with someone, then your marriage would be blessed. We want your children to be blessed, and we want everyone to be successful. But most of all, we want you to be successful in Christ. You know, there is, listen, success without God is still failure. And, I mean, this is something one of our pastors told us years ago. It's a famous saying of his. Success without God is still failure. So I don't care how much money you have, how much education you have, how much knowledge and smarts and gifts and talents. I don't care what's going on. Listen to me. Without Christ, you can do nothing. And guess what? You want to get to the point in your life and in your relationship and love with God that you don't want to do anything without him. You know? So I'm telling you, if you get in that place and if you obey what God is telling you, listen, that person you with, God may go ahead and grant you that person. But you have to begin to start being honest and sit down and say, you know what? We have not been doing this right. You know, and if we're going to be in Christ or we want to get close to Christ or we want to do things right, we need to sit down and discuss this. We need to know where we're going to go from here. We need to be honest whether we should still be together or not. You know, and these things got to come out. Why keep somebody in hostage, you know, to try to really, you're keeping them hostage to kill them later. You know, because you really don't have no intentions on being with that person in long term. You already know. You know, as human beings, we already know these things. So please, please, again, like Coach Eric said, don't be out there crushing and hurting people when you know all you got to do is say, listen, it's not going to work. You know, yes, it may hurt, step away, but it's better than jilting them and you marrying somebody else, falling in love, and then you just leaving that person. Now they're destroyed. So listen, confront stuff, confront stuff, confront stuff. People, please put boundaries up. Put boundaries up. Don't be a fool. Put boundaries up, and the boundaries should always be God's word. God's word has a standard, and the standard is holiness. Mm. Always. The standard is holiness. So, look, we thank y'all, guys. We love you. Listen, we're about to be out, but we want you to let you know that in PJC Media, we have some phenomenal, phenomenal shows, and we want you to go ahead and tune in and check these other shows out. We have Dovetails with Deborah, which is on Sundays at 2:30 p.m., and you want to tune in because in the next 6 months, Deborah will be doing a series on divorce and separation, and that's going to be awesome. She's doing it for the whole 6 months. That she's starting on June 17th all the way to November the 18th. So I'm telling you, you want to log on to Deborah, to Dovetails with Deborah. That's on Sundays at 2:30 p.m. You can also look her up on Facebook, Instagram, and get all the information. Or you can just tune in, and we'll keep you abreast of what's going on. We got the Parker J. Cole Show, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Let's Talk About It with Jenny White. That's at 8 p.m. The Parker Cole Show. That's Saturdays at 2 p.m. We want to give a big shout out to Parker J. Cole. Her 10th book will be released on tomorrow. Yay! Congratulations, Parker. She's a phenomenal artist, writer, producer, director, and we love you here at the Marriage Playbook. Listen, don't forget the Marriage Playbook with Coaches Eric and Fran. That's every Monday at 7 p.m. Listen, this is Real Christian Radio. We come to just tell you, and so you can be a blessing. We pray that what we're saying are blessing you. Listen, caller 646-668-8485. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/PJC Media. Listen, you can log on any mobile device on your computer. Go back and listen to some of the old segments. I'm telling you, it will bless you. But also know that we love you. Know that we're praying for you. And go ahead and like us on Facebook. Go ahead and check us out on Instagram. And look, we're going to be seeing you on next Monday. Coach Eric?
All right, man. Be sure to tune in next Monday when our topic is embracing change. Embracing change. The importance of transition in marriage. We have to embrace the change. So we be right here, same time, same bat channel next week. Okay, listen, I want you guys to enjoy your summer. All right, it's getting nice outside. Hey, listen, do the right thing. Be careful. Let's keep it holy, all right? Okay, we love you at the Marriage Playbook. And look, we'll see you next week.
Well, folks, that's all the time we have left in this game.
Yeah, but the season is not over. We got more games to play.
Well, we thank you for spending your Monday evening here with us at the Marriage Playbook.
We hope we've encouraged you with some strategies that will give your marriage the win.
All right, so let's have a good week of practice, and we'll see you at game time next week on the Marriage Playbook.